Parents always have concerns about the way their children speak. Personally, I am unhappy when I hear my children saying things like,
"Me and Eric will be there soon."
Now, I am learning that I should not worry. Over the past 20 years, English grammar teachers have developed some powerful new tools to learn about how people really use English. One such tool is the Corpus of Contemporary American English, or COCA. A corpus is a collection of language samples drawn from books, speeches, television programs, and online work. Researchers use computers to study the corpus. The COCA website says the purpose of looking at this body of information is to find out how native speakers actually speak and write, and how often people use individual words and expressions. As a result, the advice in grammar books has been changing. One of those rules is how to handle compound subjects. A sentence's subject is the person, place, or thing that is doing something or being something. Some call the subject the actor in the sentence. A compound subject means more than one person, place, or thing is doing or being something. They are joined with a word such as and to make the subject of a sentence. Some English language experts say that when you speak about yourself and someone else, you should speak of yourself last. Here is an example.
My friend and I are going to eat lunch together today.
And not,
I and my friend are going to eat lunch together today.
This is not an unbreakable grammar rule, but is considered by many to be more polite than putting yourself first. In past everyday grammar stories, you have probably read about another rule related to this kind of sentence. That is, you should use the subject pronoun I and not the object pronoun me when you are an actor in a sentence, as in this example.
Andy and I will be studying English tonight.
And not,
Andy and me will be studying English tonight.
One easy way to remember is to take the other subject out of the sentence. For example, you would not say,
Me will be studying alone tonight.
You would say,
I will be studying alone tonight.
But the use of me as a subject pronoun seems to be growing more common. Mark Lieberman is a professor of linguistics at the University of Pennsylvania and founder of a language commentary blog called Language Log. Lieberman says that researchers looking at COCA found that me and someone is about 3 times more common than someone and me. Examples of the compound subject form, I and someone, are rare in the COCA. Here are some examples of this compound subject I found in COCA, with notes about their sources.
Me and Joe Biden were going to be on this Sunday.
On a television program with VOA reporter Greta Van Susteren.
Me and Kelly, we hang out.
On a television program without a trace. So what should you do as an English learner? You cannot go wrong by using someone and I for your compound subjects. It is correct. But if you break the rule, people will still understand what you are saying. We leave you with an excellent musical example of the me and someone form of the compound subject. Here is Janis Joplin performing Me and Bobby McGee, recorded in 1970.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. That's all that Bobby left me. But if feeling good was easy, lie on when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby, yeah.
I'm Jill Robbins.